American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, all you Bulls fans, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls coverage show. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy and co-host here, Mr. Trey Hill, to break down a Chicago Bulls victory in the playoffs against the defending champion, Milwaukee Bucks. Just feels good, man. Feels good to get a W. You know, it feels good because I want to say I had at least three interactions on Twitter with people, Trey, that no ball, I'd say, no basketball better than the average person, that said the Bulls are absolutely going to get swept. Absolutely. No way they're going to take a game from the Bucks. The Bucks just had their numbers. And so you know what? The Bulls can just lose this series now because in my mind, we're already, we've already proved the doubters pretty much wrong. And it was a good victory, man. How are you feeling?
The same exact way as you. After they had, they fought back in the first game. They weren't able to close it up, but they were able to fight back and take the lead not once but twice on the Bucks in game one. And then to get out to, I think what they say, I think it was an 18-point lead at one point. The Bucks battled back with the Bulls, yes, being able to close it out and really close it out with effort and defense. It wasn't like DeMar. I think DeMar missed like his last six or seven shots, something like that. It wasn't like they were able to lean on him to close the game out. They had two offensive rebounds on that last clutch possession. It was just – It was like watching the Bulls early in the season when everything was clicking and just the effort level was ramped up to 100. And it was Coby White had a quote about how he could tell the difference in the intensity level between, you know, regular season and playoffs. And this second game of playoff experience for these guys, it showed a little bit. I think they didn't get punched in the mouth like they did the first game, and it was just a fantastic game. Just the cherry on top of a fantastic season for the Bulls.
The Bulls jumped out. They punched the Bucks in the mouth in this one. They jumped out to a 9-point lead in the first quarter there to start the game. Obviously, like you said, Trey, I think effort level. You mentioned effort level. I think that has a lot to do with the Bulls' success here, because this effort level, what we've seen in the last two games has been heads and shoulders above what we've seen the last 3 months from this Bulls team. And I don't think that's any exaggeration at all. I think on both sides of the basketball, they are just incredibly improved. So hats off. You know, I know I've been a critic of Billy Donovan's. So hats off to him for getting these guys ready, because he definitely has had the right game plan for this Milwaukee Bucks team. And I'm curious to see how Coach Budenholzer, you know, counters and adjusts, because I think they did make some adjustments there in the third and fourth quarter that did give the Bulls some trouble, especially how they were, you know, guarding the pick and pop with Vucevic and DeMar. So it's something I'm going to keep my eye on here. And I know Coach Budenholzer is a great coach, and he's probably going to have something in his bag. But listeners, real quick, I want to take a moment to tell you guys to follow at @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it on. But Trey, this is why people say, when the playoffs start, it's 0-0, baby. Like, it doesn't matter. And you mentioned Coby White with his statements about, the intensity level. It could just be that when the intensity levels turned up, the Bulls actually performed better, because maybe they just got complacent and they just didn't have that extra kick in the butt. Because, that defense, especially against Giannis, that defense has just been incredible to watch for me. You know, I like to watch the defense side of the ball. It's been – it's not the same team out there. What have you seen on that side?
They've been making some shots, which helps. But I think having the time to really put in a defensive game plan, the Bulls, even in the regular season, when they would make their shots and get their defense set, they'd have a pretty decent defense. But their communication levels when they were left scrambling, and just in general, the communication level, it was, I would say they were one of the worst in the league in terms of rotation, things like that. And being able to game plan against the Bucks and being able to know what you're supposed to do and kind of walk through it and be able to just drill it into these guys who aren't, you know, they aren't defensive player of the year candidates. They're average at best. But just being able to have that repetition, I think that helps them reach their ceiling on their defensive potential on a game-to-game basis. And when you have the activity level being raised by guys like Caruso, Green, I thought Vucevic was really active on defense early on.
Oh, he was great.
But when you have that activity level combined with the average to below average guys stepping their games up, that's just a recipe for success that I think the Bulls have found so far these first two games.
Well, what's fantastic for me is, when Giannis, if they're in the half court, I mean, obviously, if Giannis gets the ball going full court, there's just nothing you can do to stop him. And we saw that, especially in the third and fourth quarters tonight, when the Bulls weren't taking quality shots and the Bucks were getting out in transition. You got Giannis going at you at a full head of steam at the 3-point to stop him. But in the half court, the Bulls were just doing a fantastic job throwing a second body at him. Right when he made his move, like I would point to when, teams are doing that to Rose and basically like waiting, knowing when he was going to make his move, just based on when the shot clock was happening, just based on his, what he likes to do and what he always, does every possession he has. Like with Giannis, the Bulls are doing the same thing. They're throwing the second body at him at the right time to make decision making really difficult for him. And then the third guy in that equation is, rotating over to make the open pass for the Bucks, the longest pass on the floor, which is exactly what you got to do in basketball. And the Bulls are just doing it very, very well. Didn't think they had it in them. I didn't think this was something that they were capable of just from watching them on defense the last, like I said, 2-3 months. It's just been absolutely atrocious. So obviously having Caruso, we got to talk about Caruso if we're talking about defense, but having Caruso back, having Patrick Williams back is huge for this team. So let's talk about Caruso. I mean, this guy, again.
I mean, you mentioned Giannis in the third and fourth quarters, how he took advantage of getting the rebound and literally just taking off and driving and refusing to be stopped. And one of the adjustments the Bulls made was putting Caruso on Giannis, especially, in that open court area, just to kind of slow his dribble down and to force him to, if he was going to go against Caruso, back him up into the post. And I think that's something we're going to see moving forward, because the Bucks are the most dangerous when Giannis has a head of steam. You just can't stop him whenever he has that kind of momentum. The Bulls, I thought they did an excellent job in their efforts. I thought they had a great game plan for it, but you literally just can't stop it. So I think the biggest thing with Caruso tonight was him being able to step up and slow Giannis down. Because if he wasn't able to do that, that Giannis train, it might have just ran the Bulls over enough to sneak out the victory. But, Caruso comes in and he guards whoever we need him to. He does whatever is asked of him, and he's a game changer.
Yeah. 38 minutes for Caruso. His stat line is never going to be impressive, but he just does so much more. But he did have 10 assists tonight, which is a career high for the playoffs. I think also DeRozan, had a career high for points as well. So some career nights here for the Bulls. Caruso is just
– and he was 3 of 7 from three.
3 of 7 from three is huge.
Which is nice to see, because his shot has – like we mentioned in the last show, his shot has been lacking since he returned from injury.
The Bulls as a team shot 12 of 25 from three. They shot significantly less threes, which was kind of surprising to me, but they shot it significantly better. The Bucks were 14 of 36. They shot about the same as game one, shot it a little bit better than game one, but not as quite as good as they are capable of, I think. But let's talk about, early in the game, Bobby Portis comes in. I think Bobby played like 2 minutes, I think. He played 5 minutes. He played 5 minutes, 50 seconds, about 6 minutes. Didn't really notice him out there. He was 0-2 from the field.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thompson gave him a nice elbow or something to the face, and he had to exit the game with laceration. You saw him bleeding from his crazy eyes, as people like to talk about, which, you know what? I love it, man, because we know him in Chicago. We know that he gives it out just as much as he's getting it tonight. Obviously, you know, Mitch had to miss basically like, what, several months when he punched him in the face in the middle of a practice. So I don't feel too bad for Bobby P.
I didn't have the sound on yet at that point in time when he went out. So I didn't know what happened with Bobby Portis. I thought he got teed up. I thought he said something and went out. So, okay, so he got hit. And it was the last
in the eye. He's bleeding. Well, from his like side of his face, he's bleeding and couldn't return. So I'm okay.
Okay, because I saw the replay for the elbow, and then I was like, okay, they're stopping for, you know, they're stopping. I'm gonna run, and I ran to the kitchen to get some food, and I came back and I saw him walking. Like they showed him walking in the back, and I was like, oh, Bobby Portis got tossed. So laceration to the eye. That's unfortunate, but it it helped the Bulls probably a little bit. Bobby Portis is, you know, he's an effective player, but we'll take the injury luck where we can get it.
Yeah, and he always plays well against the Bulls, but I think the Bulls did a really fantastic job rebounding. I'm actually going to look at the numbers now because just the eye test says they did a really fantastic job rebounding. They had 48 rebounds compared to the 54 for the Bucks. So they did lose it. But if you're losing by six to the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm really not that mad at that.
That's a win for the Bulls whenever you can keep it that close in the rebounding numbers. Turnovers, it looks like the Bucks had 15, whereas the Bulls only had 12, which was huge. And you mentioned that the Bulls only shot 25 threes. I thought Zach was really effective attacking the rim tonight. He looked more comfortable tonight than he did in the first game. That was beneficial. And I thought the Bulls did a really good job of attacking in the paint, forcing the Bucks to collapse, and then getting good quality three-point shots. I think they made like six of their first 10, and that just really getting those good open looks just really helped, you know, get the game off to such a good start.
I think the Bulls on offense did exactly what they did in game one, which is, you know, they played through Vooch for three quarters, and they did that pick and pop with Vooch where they basically forced a switch onto Vooch. And, you know, they tried to take advantage of that matchup. And if it didn't work, they end up passing it out and getting a good shot. They had really quality shots all game. And then the fourth quarter, they went a little bit more ISO with DeRozan. But DeRozan was so fire tonight and just absolutely incredible that it worked out a lot better than it did in game one, obviously. So it worked tonight. I would love to see them do a little bit more with Vooch in the fourth quarter, I think. I think they went away from that. So that's one criticism I would have, is that they just kind of forgot about that. They did it a few times in the fourth, which is more than they did in game one. But I guess, you know, Billy might be listening to us, right?
Well, I noticed that they were doubling DeRozan hard off of that pick and roll. So a few times they went straight ISO to keep the pick from happening so DeRozan could get his shot. But he did go back to the pick and roll a couple times, knowing the trap was coming, and then getting the ball to Vooch in that 4-on-3 situation, and then just letting Vooch make the right decision, whether it's attacking the paint and then kicking out to a wide open 3-point shooter in the corner, because, you know, everyone's drawing that defense in, or just taking the shot himself. Vooch had 10 shots inside the paint tonight. I don't know how many of them were at the rim. But I thought he did a good job of attacking the interior and forcing the Bucks to collapse on him. So that's what I would like to see more of. Like you said, playing through Vooch, using those double teams, using those switches to the Bulls' advantage, and forcing the Bucks to play that reactive defense like we talk about. The Bulls, especially early on in this game, they were able to be aggressive on defense. You know, they were doubling at the right time. They were forcing difficult passes, like you said. And if the Bulls can continue to do that while also forcing the Bucks to kind of play on their heels on defense, that would be a huge win for them, considering that the Bucks are the heavy favorites still going forward.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And can't say enough nice things about Vooch. I did bash him all season, so I gotta say, man, he's just playing incredible basketball right now. Really, really letting his, you know, skill set shine here. And again,
I really think he needs the other guys around him to thrive and really have that above average or better. But if you can get him the pieces that he has, that's when he can really, really show his worth.
Patrick Williams. So we talked a little bit last show, and my brother he called me earlier today, and we're talking about it. He only had 3 shots in the last game, and we were kind of criticizing him a bit for that. I told my brother early on the phone, I said, hey, if he's playing about 25 minutes, which is what I figured he would get, he needs to get up about 7 or 8 shots. He ended up playing 32 minutes, and he got up 9 shots and shot 5 of 9 from the field, 0 of 2 from behind the arc. But every single shot that he took, Trey, I felt like he just absolutely felt, you know, it felt like he was taking it with confidence. And he ended up with 10 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal block. Didn't exactly hit a clutch shot or anything like that tonight, but I love what he brought to the table. You have to be a weapon out there. You have to keep the defense honest. So I was really happy with his aggression on the offensive end tonight.
I was too. I thought he did a really good job rebounding the ball also. Yeah. I know that's not on the offensive end, but that was what really shined to me the most was just his willingness to be in there in the battle alongside Vooch, because, you know, they do a good job of pulling Vooch away, and they like to attack him and then leave that rim kind of unprotected. And Giannis is Giannis. He's a very physical guy, and Patrick Williams is smaller. He's not as big, but when he does get matched up with him, he's doing his best to battle him. And I couldn't be more impressed or more happy with how he's done in these first 2 games. I know we would like for him to get up more shots than he did in game one, but just overall watching him play, given how little action he's seen in the regular season, I'm very satisfied with how he's played. And then I would like to see him try and get to the line. He didn't get any free throw attempts, but it seemed like the Bulls weren't I don't know if they just weren't attacking the paint. Like, I don't have the numbers, but it didn't seem like any of the Bulls were getting to the line except for DeRozan. So I don't know that that's even a fair criticism for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much usage, I think, being funneled through DeRozan and through Vooch. I just don't know if there was enough touches there for Patrick to really be that kind of aggressive. But, you know, 9 shots even when that was happening, I'm all for that. And then we had another good Patrick Williams defensive highlight again, a block coming from the weak side on Giannis, and you know, just saving 2 points from happening. I just, you know, people want to trade this guy at the deadline. I think that's absolutely insane. I think he's going to be a stud. He's got to give it some time. He's still very, very young. And like you said, Trey, he hasn't played a lot. He's been injured for much of his career. So got to give him some time to percolate here. But I think he's got a really nice upside here. Do I think he's going to be like, you know, Scottie Pippen or something? No, I think he's going to be, you know, fine. But he's going to be a very, very nice defensive anchor and guy that can, you know, shoot the ball efficiently. I would say, like, he'd fit that Otto Porter role really well, except he played a little bit better defense than Otto Porter, I think, that we were hoping for with Otto Porter coming over for the Bulls. So it's a guy that a lot of teams are looking for, just a 3-4 hybrid type guy that can guard 1 through 5, basically. And that's what Patrick Williams is. I might actually have to bet his overs next game because, you know, it seems like he's getting the most here. But speaking of betting overs and everything like that, we have a brand new Daily Fantasy partner app, Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. So, yeah, Patrick Williams, a keeper, right?
Oh, definitely. The starters, we love the starters. The bench, it seemed like the bench got shorter. The starters played more minutes tonight, I think. We had 5 guys come off the bench. None of them played more than 15 minutes. Green had the most at 14. I like having the shorter bench to kind of keep the guys in a rhythm, to keep things going smooth. And I like having – we had Green with 14 minutes, White with 10, Jones with 8, and then Thompson and – Io both with 7. I feel like that gives all of those guys a chance to come in and just go absolutely 100% effort. And that kind of shows through whenever they do get to come in the game and wreck it. So it's nice to have kind of a bench mob 2.0. It's not quite Omer Asik, Ronnie Brewer, and all them, but it's a nice crew.
Yeah, I do miss those guys, man. Those are it was a good crew, obviously. But no, yeah, not quite that. But Kobe White, I feel like you did mention Kobe White there, 9.5 minutes, just about for him. And you mentioned, you know, kind of got pulled a little early. Right, exactly the way he should. Again, instant offense is what you're looking for with Kobe White. He took 5 shots in those 9.5 minutes he was out there. That's okay. I want him doing that. I want him taking as many shots as possible. Would have won from beyond the arc. He had 5 points, but one, you know, 5 shots in that short of time, and he just wasn't shooting it that well. Felt like the Bucks were seeking him out and taking advantage of him on the offensive end themselves. So he pulled him, and I was happy to see that. I thought that was a good in-game adjustment. It's something I've been critical of Billy Donovan in the past. So give the guy his flowers again, man. I think Billy's doing, you know, a masterclass here and really showing me something. Like I said before, I think this is really an evaluation for me, for Billy Donovan, more than it's anything else. I don't expect the Bulls to win this series even now. I have more hope now, obviously, now that we're 1-1, but it's more so an evaluation of Billy Donovan for me and how he's going to do going forward. How about you? What are you looking for in this series, man?
I agree. It's really about Billy Donovan, and I want to see which players bring it when it comes to the playoffs. I wanted to see the guys step up. I wanted to see what kind of effort level they had. And really, everything that I've wanted has been checked. I feel like Billy Donovan has made the right adjustments both. I felt like he made the right adjustments going from game one to game two to get the Bulls off to the good start, and in good in-game adjustments tonight to finish it out. Along with he has the Bulls prepped, ready to play. He has them amped up and the energy levels ready to go. So that all of it passes the test for me. I think Vooch has really got to show his value and show why it's so important. I think the backup big is really the spot that has been the glaring weakness. But other than that, I think everything I would want to see in these playoffs, I've already seen. And that's just being competitive against the defending champs.
And Trey, as you were talking there, I just got some breaking news here from Mr. Sham Sharania here on Twitter. It looks like Chris Middleton did suffer a sprained MCL in his left knee, according to Coach Mike Budenholzer. Just looked up the recovery times there for a sprained MCL, and we're looking at probably at least a 1 to 2 week shelving here for Chris Middleton. That's big, man. And this is why you hang in series, you hope for the best, and you never know. Like I said in the last episode, we could be a sprained, you know, Giannis ankle away from having a good shot at winning this. Middleton being out is huge. That's big. I mean, I'm not going to say the Bulls are favorites now. There's no way I would ever say that. But it does give it opens the window a little bit more for the Chicago Bulls team, man, if Middleton has to miss a couple weeks here. So that's big news, Trey.
That is big news. That is very significant, both for this series and moving forward. I had the Bucks winning the title, and I definitely don't have them winning the title now, given that news.
Yeah,
that's huge for the Bulls. And if they can if they can at least get a split in Chicago and, you know, 2-2 going back to Milwaukee, I'm happy with that. Like, I mean, obviously I'm happy with that. Before the series started, I said I just wanted it to be competitive and I wanted the Bulls to win one game. Boom. I've got what I've wanted. Anything else is just extra. But now that Middleton's out, I'd really like to see the Bulls keep that effort level up. I want to see them stay competitive and make this a series, because this is a team that when everyone's together, I really believe that they can compete with the best teams in the league. I think they have that kind of talent when they optimize that talent properly. Not having Lonzo Ball, you know, that's a hindrance. 7 three-point shots a game, 40%. That when you lose that, that's hard to replace. But the guys we have, I still think they can compete with, you know, some of the best teams in the league, and I want them to continue to show that. I want Billy Donovan to continue to show that he can keep making adjustments, he can keep having the Bulls in competitive situations, and right. I want the Bulls to matter, to continue to matter. I don't want that second half of the season feeling to be something that lingers.
Yeah. Well, we were really down on this team. You know, it was hard not to be. We were hoping for one win here in this series. We got it. Two is what I really hope for in my heart of hearts. You know, I think that's definitely doable. Middleton being out does not in any way guarantee the Bulls are even going to win one more game this series. I don't want to fool people into thinking that, but he is a huge part of what the Bucks do. They said on the broadcast earlier tonight, before the injury happened, that Middleton takes his team from being a good Bucks team to a great Bucks team. He's just very important to them, especially in the offensive end. I mean, he's a two-way player, though, so you on both ends, really. But his ability to hit jump shots, I think, is probably the biggest thing that he brings to this Bucks team. And so it is really big and significant news that he's going to be out. Still trying to process that. I mean, you know, if the Bulls go back to the UC here, Trey, and it's going to be wild, man. Chicago, it's all on you guys here to show out at the UC. Come out for the Bullies, you know, root for them, make that place go nuts, make that place hopping, really get in the Bucks' head, man. There's nothing
more guaranteed in this world than the Bulls fans showing up, whether it's home or road. They were number one in attendance this year in both home and in – and in road attendance in terms of percentage of like sellouts. But the Bulls were the best-selling team in the league this year. And I cannot wait to have playoff basketball back in Chicago.
Yeah, you guys got to – we got to go down, Sarah, in the UC, because if the Bulls can pull out two wins in the UC and, you know, make this Bucks team go down 3-1, potentially without Middleton, there's going to be an MRI tomorrow to determine if it's torn, his meniscus, MCL in his knee, to see if that's torn. Not meniscus, I'm sorry, MCL. And so we'll get more information there. But regardless of Middleton plays or not, if we can get two in the UC and put this team in a hole, man – things are going to get crazy and look really good for us. So it's going to be exciting next, you know, 4 or 5 days here to see how this plays out, Trey. I'm just excited about this Bulls squad, especially after seeing the first two games. Even if the Middleton stuff didn't yet happen, even if we didn't even secure this win, just seeing how they played against this team the first two games, I'm feeling up on this team now, man.
Yeah, I'm back. You know, the high is back. And even when the Bulls, you know, they likely lose this series, I hope that we can remember how exciting that first game was, and even more, how exciting this game was, and how the Bulls continued to fight through, and how they took a punch from Giannis and the defending champs, and they were still able to finish him off. So,
yeah,
regardless of what happens the rest of the way forward, we have that regular season success that the Bulls were able to have, especially early on. And then we have this playoff win to hang our hat on, and Patrick Williams not shitting the bed come playoff time. So I think all of these things, like, this is just leading to, you know, a successful Bulls season. And so tonight was a huge step forward, and I'm glad I stayed up for it.
Anyways, the series is tied 1-1. We're heading back to the UC. We are playing on Friday at 7:30, Friday, April 22nd, against this Milwaukee Bucks team. And then we have them again, obviously, in the UC on Sunday. And that's a noon game, an early game. And those always make me nervous, because I feel like the Bulls always come out flat in the early games. But that could be true of every team, so who knows. So, yeah, we'll be watching those games closely. We'll see. Obviously, we'll have those recaps for you guys, just some instant reactions from those games. Please stick with us. If you want to find me on Twitter, I am Keith Cork. You can find me at BSBPKeith. That's at BSBPKeith. And Trey, where can the people find you?
On Twitter at Finally.
And please do follow the show, guys, at Ethos Bulls. At Ethos Bulls is the show. Please go follow it. We need those followers. We need you to engage with us. Let us know how we're doing. Quickly, before we do sign off, we want to also remind you all to use coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. But that's going to do it for us, guys. And we'll see what happens after next game. We'll be with you every step of the way. We'll be with you after the rest. We'll see how it goes. But until then, go for it.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.